There was a fresh military standoff in the Persian Gulf today. This one involved Iranian gunboats and a British warship escorting an oil tanker. The Iranians attempted to block the passage of the tanker, but backed off when confronted by the Royal Navy frigate. Iran had threatened to retaliate against the UK after British Marines seized an Iranian tanker off Gibraltar last week. That tanker was allegedly smuggling oil to Syria. Of course, the bigger context is the U.S. campaign of maximum pressure against Iran. The Gulf is a source of 20% of the world's oil, and growing tensions with Iran could endanger that. Ellen Wald is an energy consultant and the author of Saudi Inc., The Arabian Kingdom's Pursuit of Profit and Power. How unusual is this kind of standoff?
It's not unheard of, and it has happened in the past. There was an incident in 2015 where Iran tried to seize a ship that was carrying certain cargo or certain containers that it had disputed. And then as a result of this, the U.S. Navy was escorting some tankers through this area. So it's not unheard of. The question is really, how long is this going to go on? And what kind of effect is this going to have in the long term on traffic going through the straits? Because in the previous issue, the military escorts only lasted about a week. But if this goes on, it could cause some congestion in the area. And the other issue is the expense of having these military vessels escorting the oil tankers.
There was a tanker war in the Gulf in the 1980s. What is the 30-second history of that, and how disruptive was that to the world's oil markets?
Well, it was definitely disruptive to the world's oil markets, but it really occurred against the backdrop of a much larger war between Iran and Iraq. And that's not really a situation that we're seeing here. I don't see a whole lot of parallels in this case, other than the fact that the U.S. Navy was needed to ensure the security of tankers. The world oil market is in a different situation these days than it was in the 1980s, but I can see why people are looking to that for parallels, though the political, diplomatic, and military situation is not really the same at all.
Is the energy market nervous about the possibility of a confrontation in the Gulf?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, and it seems that the energy market is really not all that reactive to this situation. In any other situation, we might see just news that Iranian ships even threatened an oil tanker would cause prices to jump. But right now, the energy market is really very fixated on slowing demand for oil. And that's really keeping a lid on prices right now. The only thing that's really affecting prices right now we see is demand, is the overall economic situation. So when we get news that the U.S. and China might resolve their trade dispute, that can cause oil to go up. But these issues in the Gulf are really not affecting oil nearly as much as we would expect in a different demand situation.
Ellen Wald, energy consultant and the author of Saudi Inc., thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.